This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver's paying more than $100,000 to resolve two police liability cases. The cases involve a SWAT raid as well as an unlawful search and seizure. One includes a bystander who recorded police as they punched and arrested a man. Denver officers harassed the man in order to search his tablet for a video. Another case involved a SWAT raid on a woman's apartment in 2020. Both claims come a week after Denver paid $1.6 million to people injured by police during the George Floyd protests. AI chatbots like ChatGPT are the latest tech craze, but one Colorado lawmaker is worried about what they might be saying to their youngest users. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senator Michael Bennett has written to tech leaders who are incorporating generative AI into their apps and platforms, asking how they're protecting kids. This comes after reports that adults posing as young teens got AI to give them advice on how to lie to parents or hide evidence of drinking and drug use, among other questionable and concerning topics. Bennett wants to know what safety features the companies, which include OpenAI, Google, Facebook, and Snapchat, have, as well as how they'll address potential harm to young users. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The University of Colorado women's basketball team is headed to the third round of the NCAA tournament for the first time in 20 years. The Buffs knocked out Duke in overtime last night, reaching the Sweet 16 for the seventh time in program history. C will enter its next game as a heavy underdog against second-seeded Iowa. They face off in Seattle on Friday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.